What's happening, everybody? Okay, mira mi gentes. So here we are today, starting for the first time, and we talk about Hispanic struggles, because you all know that the struggle's real, man.
What do you mean the struggle's real? So this is a mother-daughter show. Okay. A mother-daughter show. Excuse me, we're still in the intro, guys. This is how real it gets. Hispanic kids be like, what? If you are a Latino parent out there struggling with a Latino kid, this is the show, La Chancleta. More to come, guys. Hola, mi gente. Welcome to our first episode ever, Mother and Daughter. My name is Madeline Sanchez. Her name is Natalia Figueras. You wonder if you are a Latino parent out there struggling, and let me tell you, Hispanic kid be like, ¿qué, qué? I'm going to tell you the reason why. Okay, so Natalia, why don't you tell me, how old are you?
14.
Okay. And how is it living in, we live in Seattle, Washington area, right? And how is it living with your Latino mom? Like what's, like, how can you say, like, the culture is, like, living here in La Casa? Okay.
It's all loud. Okay? And you know, there's no such thing as a little family either.
What do you mean?
Like, no one, like, I don't even have to be a related person, but they're just my cousin.
But that's cool though, right?
They're all just my cousin.
But that's cool, right?
Yeah.
But it's fun though, right?
Everyone's family.
Yeah, and like, you know, we have like social gatherings and we hang out and we be like...
All we do is eat.
No, we don't. And we have a good time. But aren't you a proud Latina though?
Yeah.
If you could have it any other way, would you have it any other way?
I would never change my culture or like my background for anything, actually.
And what makes you proud to be a Latina Americana?
I guess the way I was like brought up.
And talk to other kids. Like, I'm pretty sure kids can relate with you out there.
You ask me a question and you just cut me off.
So sorry. Like, I have that problem. Like, I tend to talk and like over talk. I'm pretty sure y'all people can relate, right? All right, moving forward. Just talk. She's like, what's the question? All right, so my question was to her, like I said, how can you relate to other kids out there? Like,
I can't. She has me in a all American. There's like, man, at my school, I've seen like, on one finger, I've seen like zero Hispanic kids, none who look like me.
All right, what she's trying to say is I put her in a Baptist school, and the reason I do this is because I want a better education for her. That's the reason, right? So she feels like she has two different personalities. She feels like in school she has to be someone else, and then in her real life she can be her. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So what will you tell the other kids out there that can relate to you? Like, what's the funniest things we do at the house that make you be like, ¿qué, qué?
Okay. Y'all have, like, you know when we go to parties or we just go to, like, our cousin's house?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall for it. They say, okay, ya me voy. I will guarantee you we will be there for the next 3 hours.
But what's
the
wrong?
When they promise you your favorite cousin will be there, they will not be there. Do not fall for it. It has happened to me on multiple occasions. Do not fall for it.
All right. The reason why we do that, because we're happy people and we like to socialize. We can't just say we're going to leave. We got to say bye to la tía, el primo.
You can't say bye once. You have to say it 3 times. If you don't say it 3 times, then it's considered disrespectful.
Pero Natalia, it's because we just like to give each other hugs. There's nothing wrong with that, right? What other thing will you talk about, like your culture that makes you proud or something that makes you crack up? The food.
Ay, Dios mío. When she makes totones con mayo ketchup, con arroz con gandules.
It's good, right? Mm-hmm. It's good, right?
Like that song. Está rico.
Está rico. I'm pretty sure you guys can relate to some good food out there with some chuleta, tostones, and stuff like that. But, girl, you are loud. Lower your voice. Is it because she's Latina? Hispanics be like, ¿qué?
You can't have a quiet conversation.
Why? Why can't we talk like two regular people? Why we gotta scream?
Because you have to hear the emotion behind it.
I'm pretty sure you guys can relate to that, right? I mean, how many people out there go for like a social gathering or you call your mom and dad or your tío or your tía and be like, oh, let's have a get-together. Is it real get-together or is it like a block party?
It's a couch is literally outside the house.
Okay, but it's fun though. Okay, I'm not trying to be racist here, but Natalia, it's funner to go with a Hispanic party than a white party, and you know it.
You know, the first time I had mashed potatoes was, at a white person's house.
I know what that was.
But that's okay, though.
You know
that's
they
their
have
thing.
Cranberry sauce on yeah. like, turkey.
I like some
that
of it.
Was
it's
the most disgusting thing. Cranberry on a turkey. I'm sorry, that's nasty.
But it's different though. But you know,
I'm open though for all cultural experiences.
And I raised my daughter to be like that. So I don't want anybody to think that this is like a racial thing or anything like that. But my daughter, you know, that's how it is. We embrace and, but at the end, we prefer our culture. And I'm pretty sure you guys too. Another
well,
funny.
I don't necessarily prefer, yeah. You've like been raised that way your whole life. But hey, if I had the chance to change, no. Man, I love my crazy, loud, dramatic, gossip-speaking family.
What? Latinos are gossipers? What? Did she really say that?
Que bochinche,
comay! So we have another funny part in our life. So Natalia and I, we live together. We live together in our house, and I work and whatnot. I have a corporate job, and that's fine. And then I go to Baptist school. But we have our mom, my mom, which is her abuela. My mom will be attending a guest speaker. My mom's name is Ana Ortiz Colon.
Guys. Shout out, Grandma. I love you. That's my second mom right there. No, she's my first. Man, nah, that lady cooks for me, pleads for me, gives me hugs and kisses. Oh, man.
What were you saying?
Shout out to you, tag her in this.
What would you say would be an interesting part, having grandma come and visit? Guys, hold on, rewind. I'm pretty sure you guys can relate. When grandma, which is my mom, says, I'm going to go ahead and visit. Listen to me, guys.
She doesn't visit. She stays for 6 months.
For 6 months. She takes a one-way ticket, comes here with her emotional support dog.
Has she even taken a two-way ticket before?
No. She comes here with emotional support dog. Hold on. Stays for 6 months. Tells me what to do, how to live my life, how to clean my house. Not only that, she tells my daughter what to do. Natalia, like, she raises my daughter. She does whatever she wants with her. And I gotta shut up. Keep in mind, folks, I'm 38
listen,
years old.
Listen, my mom did not believe me when this was happening. But listen, I saw my grandma grab a rag that she was using to clean the dishes. Then clean the table, and then she started cleaning the basura. I was like, ¿qué eso? And mommy was like, ay, no diga eso, okay? She's not doing that. And I was like, okay. Every time grandma would try to give me a plate, I washed it myself. I didn't warn mom anymore because she didn't believe me, so she was eating up her garbage plate.
That's one fun fact about grandma. And I'm pretty sure you guys can relate with grandmas because, I mean, that's like another topic. Another funny thing about my mom is, like, you guys remember when that song Despacito came out? Despacito.
Listen, no. You didn't even get the worst of it.
Oh, my
we
God.
We were going to Nordstrom's to get me a new perfume or, like, I don't know. We were going to Nordstrom's for something.
Oh, and the sampling.
Yes, sampling, mama. Sampling.
She was sampling.
Listen, let me fill in my story. Okay. She goes to Nordstrom and she don't care. She goes, Mia Wanda, you heard this song? And she just straight up don't care. She just started dancing.
The Despacito song.
Yeah. She like, Despacito, suavecito, ya tu sabe.
No, and the funny part, guys, is like, she don't care. Like, no le importa para nada. Like, all of a sudden, she starts dancing while she's like putting like 20 samples inside her cartera. At this point, I'm so embarrassed. My face is like, not, I'm brown, right? My face is like freaking red. I'm about to like pass out. And she'd be like, Madeline, can you get me another sample? I'm like, mommy,
no. You said I would buy it.
I was like, mommy, no. And then she'd be telling the people, but you know, I can't buy anything right now because I live on Social Security and I don't get paid until next month. I meant, guys, the struggle is real. All right, so those are a little bit hot topics that
listen,
we did.
Oh, whenever we go to Walmart,
oh
like,
my God.
Over and beyond, like, listen, don't go to Walmart with her. Bring a friend. That's a bring a friend type of store because it is guaranteed that you will be there for 5 hours. Because that girl knows everyone. She's like,
oh, in Puerto Rico. That's when we're back home in Puerto Rico. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, my mom knows the entire neighborhood in Puerto Rico. Like, it's ridiculous, God.
Or she'd be like, I don't want to talk to her.
I mean, it's ridiculous, though. I mean, there's never a dull moment with my mommy here. I mean, it's like, it's some crazy stuff. But we'll have her as a guest speaker, and you guys are going to see how wild she is. It's entertaining, but the point of this conversation is just talking about what we do within the culture aspects, what we go through, our family, our life, the reason why we're so happy, the struggles that we deal with, the reason why we like our culture just in general. I'm passionate.
No, it's not.
Yes, guys, it is.
For people who are my age.
Okay, relate to kids your age.
The struggle is real. So you guys can already relate how your dominating parents take over all your conversations and talk for you. But, you know, it's cool.
Can you, what do you want in any other way?
Yes.
Then let's be real. Let's talk. How would you want it then?
Is this like therapy?
No, it's not therapy.
Like, is this like free therapy?
No, this is podcast
the
because...
The people have polls to vote.
Well, with this is open. You can speak. As you wish.
Really?
As you wish. You can speak as you wish. Because there's other kids that can relate to you. And there's other parents that can relate to me too. So just speak your mind. Speak your voice. I meant
okay,
when
I
you
wanna
want
know.
It every other way.
I wanna know. Like, comment down below. You can even comment below this. Like okay, growing up, were you guys ever allowed to leave the house without your hair being brushed, combed, and putting shine to it? Or like, okay... For example, I have curly hair, right? And my roots, I cannot walk out with the curls coming out because it's considered bad table manners, I guess you could say.
You think so?
Well,
I
you
think
don't.
Your curls are beautiful.
No, but you guys like what before when like people weren't laying like their whole natural thing, you guys would straighten my hair, like grandma.
Alright, that was back in the days. But because, and I think it, guys, it goes back to a culture thing. My grandma didn't like me to have curls. And that's another topic.
And then she wouldn't let me stay out in the sun. Like, come on.
Oh my god, that's like another topic, though.
It is what it is, Natalia. And.
Oh, that, and don't even talk about church. Church, you be there all day. And if you wear certain clothes, I mean, I lose you. Wear that to the last service. What?
Oh, yeah, I meant, you know how it is, Natalia.
You cannot wear the outfit twice.
You know how that is. But, guys,
the main thing about this podcast is about we want other kids and other parents and people that can relate to us of what they're going through. But at the end of the day,
it's
more...
It's a cry for help.
It's not a cry for her. It's more of an educational piece, right? I meant, it's more about talking to each other. I meant, laughing, having a good time. Con la chancleta. Okay, guys, we're just joking. Again, thank you so much for listening into our first podcast ever, Mother and Daughter. Hispanic kids be like, ¿qué? We hope to hear you guys soon. Feel free to give us some comments below. We'll be talking about a little bit of everything. And at the end, we...